That's all we can do.
Come on out, Bo. My father would like a word with you.
Go away, Jason, before they get you. Go away before they eat you.
We'll get you, Bo. You wait. Huh?
Dear Lord, forgive me for what I have done.
Yeah. Let's not waste our time with them. Let's just get inside. Mercer, check out the back of the house.
Yeah, okay.
They've been in here. Let's spread out. Be careful.
Richards.
Come on.
Damn it!
Have a nice day.
You all right?
Yeah, sure. Damn things. Look at it! Why won't they die? The thing's head's off its body, for Christ's sakes! Doesn't it know that?
No, Richards. I guess they don't know much of anything. Not anymore, anyway.
But look at it! It's trying to eat us, but it doesn't have a mouth! Why? Why?
How's the rest of downstairs look?
We were too late here. As usual. Looks like just the two people lived here. No sign of any struggle, though. Richards, what's taking so long?
Nothing, Captain. Nothing. Ah, shit!
We've got to go. They're coming.
Culler, help Ramey bring Richards. We have to get him to a med unit.
Yeah, right. You name one and we'll take him there. There hasn't been a med unit between here and Richmond in months.
Now listen, Ramey, what do you suggest we do? Leave him here for those things to eat?
Yeah.
What?
Make him leave me here, Ramey. I'm infected now. And I'd be one of them by the time we reach a med unit. I I'd rather be a zombie, Neil, than become one of those.
No. Maybe Molson has found a cure.
Yeah, right. Molson's about as useful as the government he's working for. All right. If that's the way you want it.
Color, go find Mercer and tell him we're leaving. Richards, I...
I don't know. Wasn't my turn to watch him.
One.
What's wrong, Mercer?
Zombies. Hundreds of them. They're coming through the field.
Let's get out of here. It's time to report into Washington to get a replacement for Richards.
Replacement?
Yeah.
At least we're home.
Yeah. Four of us, anyway.
Why won't they go home? If those zombies come around, they're gonna get eaten.
Yeah, they've been here ever since those things got the present. They actually want us to protect the zombies. Come on.
Good shit, man.
Hey, Randall. You're still alive? I thought those zombies would have escaped from your cheap cages by now.
Hey, Ramy, you gotta come catch this flick, man. It'll help your zombie killing.
Yeah. We'll see, Randall. I'll be back up later.
All right, later, dude.
You guys up for a visit to Dr. Molson's torture chamber?
Let's go.
Not me. I'm going to get some rest.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Just tired, I guess.
Okay, we'll check in with you later.
I think Dr. J should have a look at him.
Yeah, and the rest of us, too.
Did I hear my name mentioned, soldiers?
What's up, Doc?
Jay, I'd appreciate if you'd take a look at our girl Color when you can.
That's what they don't pay me for, Captain.
I think she went down to the resting rooms.
I'll check her out for you. Oh, by the way, Dr. Molson wants to see you guys.
We were just on our way down there.
You two go ahead. I'll go with Dr. J and check on Color.
Okay. Tell her I'll be up to see her in a bit.
Bye.
Bring the window down. Not that much. Not that much.
Oh, oh. Get in there.
Hey, it's about time. We got us a spicy bunch here. Hey, you roll it down this time. You guys ready?
Corbin! Corbin! Oh, shit!
Come on, Franklin, let's go. Come on. Jeez, things are heavy.
Well, what have we here?
More cut-em-ups, Doc. Squad 319 just brought them in. One of them got bit moving, the bastards. Thanks, Doc. I gotta go. This lady gets dragged through the woods and split in half in this movie we got on.
These look like some good specimens, Doctor.
Yes, very good, Franklin. Well, Dr. Savini, late again, I see. I wish you'd please return these samples on time from now on.
I'm extremely busy, Dr. Molson. The things you're asking me to do take time. Next time I'll have it...
Next time you'll have it here on time, Dr. Savini, or else. Don't kid yourself. We don't use you for intelligent things around here. We have zombies that can do the things I ask of you in half the time. Now, please leave. You're making me nauseous. Bye-bye.
How's the blood and guts business, Molson?
Oh, I should ask you the same, Mr. Raimi.
What's with this one, Doc?
Ah, that is Vox, one of our research zombies. Vox is something that Franklin and I have been toying with. This computer board in his throat enables him to form words.
You mean this thing can talk?
In a way, yes. He seemed to form words with his mouth, minding us talking, so we gave him that ability. Watch. Vox. If you took away Vox's lips and tongue, however... Speaking of tongue, come here. You know, we found a way to counteract the zombie virus. It'll take a trip to Akron, Ohio, however.
So it is the serum Bo created.
Precisely. Rather than bringing the dead to limited life like Bo intended, the serum reactivated the dead cells, then began to feed on them. After it fed on the flesh and blood it needed to survive... The virus caused the corpse to act as a slave, to find more food for the virus. And if the corpse didn't keep feeding the virus, it would eventually be entirely consumed by it. And then the virus would have to devour itself. In a way, sort of committing its own suicide. If the corpse went unfed, it would die off, killing the virus.
Yeah, but that takes too long.
Right. The average person takes about a month. But with all the corpses that die off every day, the remaining ones infect new people, making things a bit more difficult on us all. But with this new serum change, we can kill a corpse in as little as 2 hours.
That's not going to help us militarily, you know.
True. It is about as useless as a squirt gun in hand-to-hand combat. You see, the virus is the only thing alive in the corpse. It is separate from its dead carrier.
That's heavy.
Yes, here's a demonstration of what I mean. This human tongue was injected about an hour ago with some of Vox's blood.
Far out.
Yes. As you can see, it is still alive, although it's been separated from its corpse. Now what we must do is go to Akron, Ohio, to find Bo's original serum. With it, we can change its structure and create an antiviral serum.
Oh, boy. The captain's going to love this.
Oh, I'm sure he will. I think we should leave tomorrow morning. The sooner we get there, the sooner we can end this mess.
I'll start organizing our supplies.
Franklin, get a tourniquet, quickly! Franklin, hurry! Well, Mr. Ramey, if we don't find that serum in the next few days, our Mr. Mercer is going to develop an insatiable appetite for flesh and blood.
Will do. Thanks, Commander. That's it, then. We leave on Molson's excursion at 6 a.m. We pick up the keys to the Bow House at the Columbus Station.
What about Mercer?
Perry's letting him go. I hope we don't lose him like we did Romero and King. Here's the paperwork.
What's going on?
The zombies are attacking those stupid protesters. I don't know why people want to protect those things.
Again, eh?
Nice place.
Yeah. Grass could use a cut, though. Maybe we can get Molson to cut it.
I doubt that.
What's the deal, Captain?
I don't know. Must be this key. Typical government crap.
I wonder where Bo kept his lab.
I think I got it.
Whatever it is, don't give it to us.
I think I got it. I think I got it.
No! No! Wait! Wait!
Who the hell is that?
Help me! Don't close the door, please!
Okay. So who's our
The electricity's still on.
I'm not one of them. My name is Vincent. I work for a church not far away from here. I was just out scouting the area, you see. That's my job. It's a church. It's a good church. My girlfriend, Anna, sings there. She's a great singer. She's really good. I'm one of the assistants to our pastor, Reverend Jones. Maybe you've heard of him. See, we're the only people around in the whole city. Maybe we can help you out, depending on what you're looking for.
Captain, I think we should check out this house.
Right. You and Color go downstairs. Mercer, come with me and check out the rest of this place.
Okay.
Molson, you and Franklin keep our newcomer here and see if he can help us.
Certainly. Shall we go into the kitchen for some coffee?
Be careful, Ramey.
Place. Just right for some zombies.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Who is it?
It's Dr. Bo.
What's that?
It's a diary that belongs to Bo's daughter, Anna. That must be Anna. I wonder what happened to her. Or to Bo, for that matter.
According to Molson, Bo wasn't killed by his zombies.
Yeah. Pretty strange.
Maybe he was hiding from someone. I'll read Anna's diary and see what I can find out.
Hey! What are you doing?
Nothing. Nothing.
Lloyd's, come in. This is Commander Carpenter.
Go ahead, Commander.
I found Vincent. He's here at the Bow House. He's got other people with him. They look like soldiers. Tell the Reverend I'm going to watch him for a while.
Okay. Lights out.
So you say you have a church colony around here, eh, Vincent?
Yes, it belongs to our Reverend Jones.
What kind of work do you do there? I noticed that Akron is cleaned out of zombies. Did your people do that?
Our church is involved in strictly religious work as set forth by a reverend. We're aiding God in his attempts to rid the sins of the earth.
How's that?
Isn't it obvious, Mr. Ramey? The dead are coming to life. It's God's way of annihilating all living forms. This is our punishment, as it was for Dr. Bo.
Vincent, Bo was a victim of his own stupidity. We just all get to pay for his mistakes.
No, that's not true. It is my religion that is right.
Well, does your religion include eavesdropping on Raimi and Culler last night?
He what? I was just seeing if anyone was still awake.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Franklin. Franklin.
What? What is it?
This is it. Bo's viral compound. I found it.
My God, you're right. Why didn't we think of these additives before?
I don't know, but I've got to tell them. Hey, it's here. We found it.
Wonderful.
We're going to get started on it.
Good. Maybe now we can get rid of those damn things.
No, you can't. You mustn't destroy them.
What did you say?
What the hell was that?
Damn it!
That little weasel. He's looking at you, kid. Damn it! I knew we shouldn't have trusted that son of a bitch. Come on, Mercer. Let's go get the son of a bitch.
Be careful, Mercer. You're injured.
He's dead.
Well, we're saving them, Powers. Only the Reverend knows what we will do with them. Carpenter, what's going on?
It's those intruders at the Bow House I told you about. They shot Vincent.
Good boy, Jason.
You're not like the others, are you?
Of course he's not like the others, Father. He's my brother.
True, Anna. He is. But I only meant to...
Come in.
Reverend Jones!
Yes, Lois.
Commander Carpenter just brought Vincent back from his patrol, sir, and he's been shot.
What? Shot?
Oh.
He found a group of government people over at the Bow House. They're here to find Dr. Bo's serum, to destroy the living corpses. They shot him.
Where is he?
He's down in the infirmary.
May I go see him, Father?
Yes, yes, of course, my dear. Lloyds, Anna mustn't find anything out about Dr. Bo. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now let's go see Vincent.
Well, Powers, I guess this is it.
No, no. Reverend Jones will be able to heal you.
He can't heal me. No one can heal me now. Protect Anna. There's a gun in his desk. Get it for her.
Hello. get me.
Hey! Wait!
You can't die, Vincent. I love you.
I love you too, Anna.
How are you doing, Vincent?
Not well, Reverend. Those soldiers, they're tampering with Dr. Booth's serum to kill the
ship. Vincent, I know. Commander Carpenter explained everything to me. You said they were at the doctor's house?
Yeah.
You know what to do with him. Have powers assist you. Hush, my child. Everything will be all right. Vincent would have wanted it this way.
Father, who is the Dr. Bo that everyone is talking about? Please, Father, tell me. He was someone important in my life, wasn't he? Don't I have a right to know?
Dr. Bo was a scientist in the community, that's all.
No, that's not true. There's something you're not telling me. Why is everyone trying to act as if nothing is going
Anna,
on?
Anna, just forget it.
It was a long time ago.
I don't care. Why are you trying to hide him from me? There's something you're not telling me, Father. No!
Church. It's a religious cult. They're keeping zombies in the basement and in cages. They fed Vincent to them. They were sacrificing some girl, too. And there's a girl resembling Bo's daughter, named Anna. Come in, Columbus. This is Zombie Squad Unit 205 in Akron. Come in, Columbus. Over.
That's it. It's done.
Yes, it is. But we need a specimen to try it out before we use it on Mercer. Mr. Ramey, I believe that is your job.
Well, you're not going to find a zombie around here. We're going to have to steal one from Jones's church.
Do what you must.
Let's go, Color.
What are you doing?
It could take them hours to get a zombie. I'm going to give Mercer the serum now.
Dr. Molson, but... Doctor, what if you... We made a mistake with the serum? What would happen to Mercer?
Nothing will happen to Mercer, Dr. Franklin. I will stake my hat and my life on it.
Jason.
We better tell the Reverend.
Yeah, let's fry the bastards.
Do you think Jones's people will come after us?
I hope not. This one appears to be Jones's pet.
I think Jones killed Dr. Bo.
Why do you say that?
Because of Anna's diary. She said her father was having some sort of conflict with him. And in Bo's logbook, he mentions Jones didn't like his experiments.
Well, seeing what Vincent did to the captain, that doesn't surprise me. We'll be all right. If Jones decides to pull something, we'll be ready for him.
There you go.
Lloyd, what's going on?
We're going after the people who killed Vincent.
Have you seen Powers?
Come on. No. Why?
She said she was going to get a gun for me, that I needed to protect myself against someone in the church. But I can't find her.
You don't need a gun. I'll see you.
Molson, did you get Mercer something?
Huh? Yes. Yes, I did. I gave him the serum.
You what?
I had to. I had no idea how dangerous Jones people were. For all I knew, you would have never come back. Besides, I'm sure it'll work. No doubts.
You son of a bitch. If anything happens to him, I swear I'll
You do nothing, soldier. Nothing will happen.
What is it?
It's Jones's people.
Come on, we gotta move.
Come on, find him.
Get Molson and Franklin.
Molson, where's the duffel bag you and Franklin brought?
Right here. The serum's in it.
Yeah. So is our escape route. Reverend Jones!
What is it, Carpenter?
They shot some people.
What?
Here, boy. Here. What is it? You smell some soldiers in there? Well, go in there, brush them out, and bat the little you-know-what couple.
Carpenter, it is imperative that your people find those soldiers. What the... Find out what's going on.
Thank you.
forgotten mercy.
Can't we go back and get him?
It's too risky with the cult back there. I don't know. Molson's serum will probably kill him before that cult.
Oh, wait a minute, Ray.
Shut up, Molson! They probably will take him back to the church. We'll go there at dawn. It's too risky now. You and Franklin just wait here.
Not on your life, Ramey. We're responsible for this mess.
Have it your way.
Yeah. They're in.
Excellent. Make sure your men stay away from them. I want them led to the altar room.
You got it. Welcome to Sunday school.
And the men who have done none of those things were written in the books according to their works.
It is our day to judge, brothers and sisters, to follow the calling set forth by our Lord God above.
Several slaves of the heathenish government have infiltrated the serenity and peace of our church, my children. They have violently attacked and murdered my aides, Vincent and Lloyds, activities which the Lord himself thought fit to endow myself and our people with. And in our attempts to deal with these people, many of our dear brothers and sisters were lost.
They use witchcraft, originated by Dr. Bow, to ruthlessly decay Jason. My son, Jason! However, God saw fit for these sinners to leave behind one of their cohorts, for he has been subjected to their witchcraft. And he himself is now one of the dead, which God has risen from the grave. Welcome, murderers. It's about time. Anna? No!
Father, they killed Vincent!
It is Bo's daughter.
I'll get Mercer down, Ramey.
Yeah, okay. Who are the real heathens here, Jones? You, some quack reverend who nails an innocent man to a board and keeps hundreds of zombies in your basement, feeding them with people like Vincent.
We are protecting our dead from you people. If it is God's wish to destroy us with our own kind, then so be it. Do not touch him!
Good Lord, the serum is working.
Thank you for removing that, Franklin.
Mercer?
Ramey, I think this is getting restless.
Did you
Mercer. He's a zombie now.
Yeah, your damn serum didn't work.
No, no, it worked. Didn't you see the other zombie? With Mercer, with him just mixing with his flesh cells, they were still living. He wasn't dead when I gave it to him. Parts of him are infected by the virus, but the rest of him is still human. That's why he can talk.
Yeah, chalk it up for science. Father!
No. Not the real one, anyway. I must fulfill the prophecy. Get out.
No, Father. In your office, I found Powers. She's dead.
Shh. I know. I killed her. I killed her just like I killed Dr. Bo. Leave the church quickly, Ella. Wake up, my children. It's feeding time.
Can't be good. Here. Take these and go wait in the wagon. Give Molson one of your pistols.
What are you going to do?
Get Mercer back. Come on.
Be careful.
Keep going, Raimi. I'll meet you outside. Raimi, go!
Don't forget, always know you.
bite me?
No. I'm going to get Molson. Where is he?
Down the hall. I think the cult got him. You want to come with us?
No, man. I'm a zombie now. Whatever you do, don't use Molson's serum. Don't use it on someone unless they're really dead.
I'm going to kill you for what you did to Vincent.
No! Anna, wait!
How do you know who I am?
You're Dr. Bo's daughter, Anna.
No, I'm Reverend Jones's daughter.
No, you're not. Look here. That's you. It's Dr. Bo.
No. You're lying.
No, I'm not. Jones kidnapped you when he and his cult murdered your father.
No. Reverend Jones is my father. Soldier.
Dr. Savini.
You don't want to talk to Dr. Molson?
No, this is Dr. Molson, for God's sakes. Get Savini.
This way. There's someone bigger to kill.
For once in your life, get something right, Savini.
Eight?
Yes, 8 grams.
No, no! God bless me, get it right!
He's in here.
Good. What?
What was it, Gular?
No, no, not Gular. That's not what I said, Savini. Listen to me, I'm about to get killed here. Do you have the serum?
Yeah.
Good. There's one very important thing. You can't give that to someone unless...
What? Unless what?
Shit!
Man, I'm really busy. I don't have time to...
Just one important thing. Savini? Knock it off, bastards! Stop it!
We're gonna get in there, Molson. And when we do, I'm gonna shut you up.
Huh. What are you gonna do? Rip up my tongue?
Yeah. Something like that.
Oh!
happy to serve now. We're going to work. I know I did.
I don't know. He doesn't look too well.
He looks like Mercer did when Molson gave him the serum. I hope whatever you gave him worked, Dr. Savini.
How do you feel?
I don't like this at all.
Well, did Molson's serum work on you?
Oh, God. You gave him Molson's serum?
that's it?